listener production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here!
I need to provide some context when we're going into this because we've pre-recorded a lot of episodes and I just had a month off while I was touring the country with my comedy show. Comedy? Fuck, can't even talk. Let's do a stand-up show around Australia. Which was a lot of fun, but I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I've had a really sad month.
Don't lie.
Yeah, I was going to lie. I haven't had a ball.
You've never looked better.
The bags under my eyes are gone.
And I stayed in a lot of hotels. There was just something about hotel sex.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Now, I would I'm going to stress an explicit warning on this story that I'm going to tell you. So just, if you, it's going to get aggressive and it's going to get very sexual. I was staying in Melbourne and I lived out a fantasy. Oh my God. I just want to share with you what happened. So I'd done my show and I had a couple of days off and I was staying at a hotel in the city and I was on Grindr. I get this message from sort of this anonymous profile. What are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm staying in a hotel. This person's like, yeah, I know. You're staying in the hotel I work at.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
I immediately went, do you have an access all area key card? Can you get into my room? He was like, yep. I was like, great.
Oh, my God. This is off to a great start.
Yeah. He said, get naked, put on a blindfold, and lie on the bed with your head hanging off the end of the bed. And I was like, I'm already in that position right now. I thought to myself, this is so hot. This is like,
this
oh
is
my
a
God.
Fantasy.
This is so, oh. I said to him, can I please film this? And he said, yes.
Oh my God.
I always say, because I've got OnlyFans, and I thought, oh, I've just got to ask. He can say no. And I said to him, do you mind if I film? Look, I never post anything without you seeing it first and giving me permission, and I won't film any faces. He was like, don't care. Do whatever you want. I was like, oh, my God. 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 So I set up some cameras. Two. I was like, fucking, if they give me permission, I'm like full budget production. Lighting, rigs. I had two camera angles. I had a slow-mo going. I had like everything covered. And then it came time and I was naked, lying
it
blindfolded. I had it blindfolded. Yeah. And you just hear and the door. And I'm like, oh, my God. This guy walks in, absolutely abuses my throat with his giant penis.
Okay, you're right. This story is really aggressive.
literally in the video, which I've watched so many times back, just see this guy walk up. He's clothed, just like pants off, dick straight in mouth. And then, yeah. And then he gets completely naked and we do a bit more. Oh. But it was like, just like hot, anonymous hotel sex.
Oh, my God.
And then...
So nothing was said. He just walked straight
in. Nothing was said. There were no words exchanged, which is how I love it. Communicationless. And it was so good. And then when I went to check out. Well, because I was blindfolded, but I recognized the clothing and the voice.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, And he knew who I was. So I was like, I think I'll be back again. I'll definitely be.
Was there eye contact?
Like, yeah.
You could
100%.
Sense. Yeah, okay.
So hot.
My God.
And then I edited the hottest video I think I've ever uploaded.
Is it is it up now?
No, it goes up in a few weeks. Oh, I'm hooking and teasing to it.
Oh, I was like,
Yeah. So if you've ever thought about subscribing to my OnlyFans.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. Anonymous hotel sex video.
That's like a proper porn storyline.
It's so porn. It's like proper porn. But
yeah.
This was the real.
It was real.
This was real. Not a fake situation. Which is why we didn't last very long.
Yeah,
because it was so hot.
Oh, my God.
I am living...
I'm so impressed with
you. Oh, my
you.
God. I'm living my absolute best life.
I know. You're LYBLing. You're living your best life.
So that happened. And then when I went to Perth, I organised a filming session with this other guy. So hot. I just sometimes wonder, I'm like, how and why? Like, I kind of hope they're using it maybe because I've got a good following. I'm like, great, I will sleep. Yeah, perfect.
Excuse me.
So hot. And then this film shoot, which just, I just drove to his house, set up some cameras, we had some sexy times. Oh, this is the first video I'm uploading where I'm topping someone. Mm, there's sex. Because I've not uploaded any sex videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good.
Oh my God.
And then
I was gonna ask if you did some filming while you were away.
Yeah, I did a lot of filming.
Mm.
I got a lot. Mm-hmm. But those two were the best ones. And then the guy in Perth, we got a shot. Like, you always want the money shot.
Yeah. How's the money?
I've never seen someone come so much in my life. But it was, yeah, it was a lot. It's good. I had a really great time touring.
Yeah, I was like,
I really enjoyed myself.
There's a little sparkle in your eye when you walked into the studios today. And now I know why.
Yeah, I really wanted, and I was so excited to share these stories with you.
Mm. Yeah, also your voice was a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, my voice is raspy because I had something continuously in there over the last month, just pounding away.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. I get it. Okay, well, subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Look, I would if you want to, you trust me. If you're a bit curious about the hotel, you want to see the hotel one.
I feel like I want to subscribe, but I feel like that's breaking some sort of like
no, I'll take your money.
Colleague.
If you're going to pay for it, I will take your money. Don't tell me. Know, I found out that some people that I know have bought a subscription and watched it. And it doesn't bother me.
Well, also, if you're putting it up there.
I know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know it's going to happen. It's all, yeah.
Wow. Well, can I just say big congratulations?
Thanks.
Because that's like a... That's like a bucket list.
That's like tick that off your sex list.
Wait, what's it called? Yeah, fuck it list.
Fuck it list.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Congratulations.
What's next on my fuck it list? What's another really hot scenario? Oh, plumber. I did have a plumber. Do you remember when my pipes were?
I remember.
Yeah. But I'm not, because that's like harassment.
No, but also if you put it
He was a fan. The plumber was a fan and we got a photo for him and his wife.
Oh, cute.
I know. And I was like, yeah. Is the shower working? Should I test it? I'm just going to take my clothes off.
No, stay in the room.
Yeah.
Stay in the room.
No, I need you to be here just to make sure. I was shocked when I did a poll and I asked, how do you make your Milo? And people said to me, well, actually, let me ask you. There is only one correct answer to this. Can you please play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of pressure riding on this, on our friendship, with how you answer this.
Yes, Christian.
Natalie, how do you make your Milo? I want to step by step.
Okay. Get my glass.
Mm-hmm.
Pour the milk in first. And then I fill it about a third of the way. And then I scoop in my Milo. So the Milo is at the top. Is that correct? You look really disappointed.
Is that honestly what you do?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Can you share with me the correct way to do it?
You un-Australian slut! You stupid cow! You've ruined everything! We had such a good friendship, but you ruined it!
Why did you just really scare me? Just
I cannot believe you said this to me!
That makes perfect sense.
It makes
then
no sense!
The Milo floats at the
top.
No,
but how do you stir it?
You stir it in and then the Milo froth is at the top.
No! But then the Milo falls out of the glass and then it hasn't mixed properly.
Get a bigger glass!
No! Okay, the first thing you need, which spoon? Do you use a teaspoon or a tablespoon?
A tablespoon.
Thank you. Okay, for the purpose of this exercise, I'm going to put in two... Three. I'm going to put four scoops in. You put four scoops in. You say you're going to put two. Your parents look away. You put four in. Okay. At the bottom of the glass. Here is why. You then pour the milk in. Okay.
It's all wrong.
Pour the milk in.
It's all backwards.
Now, sometimes the Milo then foofs its way to the top. You don't want that. Then you lightly scrape the top Milo off and you eat the Milo. Right, so you go, get the spoon. Oh, there's a clump of Milo. And you eat the Milo like that, right? And that's how you do it. So you eat the Milo. And then you stir, right? And then you mix it in. That is how you make a fucking Milo.
No.
Okay, that's all. End of the break. No, and then... Oh,
hang on, can you please share the results from this poll? Was I in the right?
It was 50-50. And I was devastated.
Okay, well then that means that we can both be correct then.
No, it doesn't. It means 50% of Australians are fucking flunks! I hate them! And look, now you have this beautiful, like, milky Milo. Oh my gosh, don't get me.
Actually, I haven't had Milo in so long, I'm ready to tuck in. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I think you're wrong. You think I'm wrong. Whatever. Whatever. I'll fight to the death.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. I really thought you were going to not disappoint me today. Oh, this is really yummy. Okay, thank you. Bye. You make Milo wrong if you do it any other way. I'm right. You're wrong. You don't like starting talk breaks. You never know how to do it, do you?
I hate it.
I'm not going to help you with this one. So can you just start it as naturally as possible and then I'll just jump in.
So, Christian, how would you...
Be natural. Just pretend like there's no one's listening. We're just having a conversation. You've worked in radio for 9 years and you have to tell the on-air talent, remember, it's conversational, you don't need to present. Yeah, and you literally went into, tell me, Christian, like you're, I don't know.
That's why I'm the producer, not the talent. Anyway, Christian, would you say that we have a good friendship, a good connection?
Well,
a good...
I would have said that, except you sent me this app that you wanted me to...
Good segue,
yes. And now he picks it up and he runs with it. No, well, you text me out of nowhere the other day being like, sign up for this app.
Yeah, you thought it was a scam.
No, I didn't. You were like, it's not a scam. Sign up for this app. And I'm like, why?
Well, so what all came about is I saw this question on TikTok and I thought, if I asked Christian that, how would I respond? So I'm going to read you the question. And then I found that this question is actually from this app.
That was the most confusing. I'm not following you at all. You saw a question and you wondered what my response to the question would be.
Yes. And then I was like, how do I get more of these questions? These are such interesting questions. Realize that it's from an app.
Yeah.
Which we will go into in a hot minute. But the question I want to ask you is, if someone told you that they saw you arguing with a stranger on the street, what would you immediately assume the person was arguing about? And I was like, what would I think Christian was arguing about if I saw him on the street arguing? And then I thought, he hates conflict, so he wouldn't be there in the first place.
He wouldn't be arguing at all. He'd be crying.
And that's because I know, because we have such a great connection. I knew that about you.
And my answer to that would, what would Nat be arguing about? Fuck, it could be a myriad of so many different things. I would say it was because your coffee wasn't hot enough.
Yep, that's probably a good one. I've started sending back my coffees, which I've never done before. But now they cost so much, I refuse to pay $7 for a shit coffee.
Firstly, you send them back?
If it's wrong or cold, yeah.
Oh, God, that makes me scared.
But I've only just started doing it because Mum used to do it and used to traumatise me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But be really rude about it.
Oh, God.
I apologise 60,000 times
within
2 minutes.
Just ask them, put it in the microwave. Just pop it in the microwave. It's too cold. I'd like, oh, I feel awful. But then the next thing was $7. Oh, let me guess. Oh, let me fucking guess. I'll have imported Angora goat milk and a turmeric latte on half soy. Decaf. What's your coffee order?
It's actually kind of accurate.
Yeah.
It's a small.
$7. Small!
Double shot soy flat white with honey.
That's not that bad.
Okay.
$7?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know that's literally how much my OnlyFans is? For a month.
No, so I've stopped buying coffee. I've stopped it. I can't afford it. It's insane.
Or maybe just shop somewhere else. And don't get double shot. Oh, no.
Well, no, because that's my coffee order. I'm not going to change my coffee order.
Yeah, see? I nailed it. You'd be arguing about your coffee.
You nailed it.
Nail that. But this app that you sent me is basically, it's like to strengthen a friendship where they ask you all these hypothetical questions.
Yep.
And, for example, you know, what was one? Literally, you sent one this morning because you do it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, if you and your friend ran away and joined the circus together, what would be each of your jobs? Please explain. So you answer the question. And it notifies me Nat has answered.
Yep.
Well, I can't see your answer until I answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I
loved my response for this. I'm not going to lie to you.
So I would say you would be a contortionist because you're tall and thin and agile. Contortion? I don't know. I think you'd sell the popcorn. I'm going to put it in popcorn because I want to see your answer. I'm just going to put sell. You would sell popcorn.
Wow.
I think you would
what
sell.
What about you? And what would you do?
Oh, what would
if
I do?
If we both ran away.
Oh, ringleader, obviously.
Okay.
Or.
No, stick
with
that.
You didn't put clown, did you?
Stick with that.
So boring. Okay. You have written, considering we just discussed I am a slave and hostage, I think Kristen would be the ringleader and I would be the lion. Christian would be the ringleader because ultimately he makes the decisions. Also, would really suit a waistcoat and a top hat. And I would be the lion because sometimes feisty, but at the end of the day, has absolutely no control within my environment. I do crack the whip. That's a great answer.
You do. Thank you.
I agree.
Sells popcorn. Sure.
Yeah, you'd be,
much rather you'd, be the lion.
And you'd be whinging and moaning the entire time.
Stupid popcorn.
Stupid bitch.
But yeah, this app is great because it comes up with really interesting, odd, funny questions.
But I did a really deep and meaningful one and you've yet to reply.
Oh, which one was it?
Is there anything your friend can do to help you feel less guarded or defensive during times of conflict and difficult conversations?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
So it asks you these really, it can be really deep and personal, it can be really light and fluffy, it can be would you rather, and it's just sort of these random questions once a day and you throw your answer in. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Literally only got it yesterday and I've already organised with a really good friend of mine, Ashley.
Oh, bless.
And it's just, it's also nice to like read things that you wouldn't say to someone or someone wouldn't really ever have the opportunity to say to you.
Mm.
So it is a really good relationship builder.
It's also yet to find out things about the other person that you didn't know. And it just goes to show that you and I do know each other very well because the majority of our answers are the exact same.
What was the one? There was one and it was identical.
What would you do on a Sunday?
Yeah. What do you think would be the perfect lazy Sunday afternoon for you and your friend? What would you two be doing? And I said, sitting in the sun, not talking to each other. And then you said, well, ordering Uber Eats and not speaking to each other. So good. It's called Agape, A-G-A-P-E. Mm-hmm. And I really recommend it. It's free. You can pay.
Yeah, but
there's a $29 one.
It's really good. And we'll get a different question each morning as well. So get ready for your next question.
Mm, interesting.
Okay, anyway, cool. It's a great app. Okay. Please download.
Thank you for that, Nat.
That's all right.
I have news. I launched a new range of products on the shop. Sex toys, squirrel, and a vegetable cleaner. I'll get to the vegetable cleaner because I haven't really spoken about that.
I was going to say, I know about the secret squirrel. But...
So the squirrel was sold out. Oh, all cool. The thirsty bitches, which is great. So I've got another like 250 units on order. So they'll hopefully arrive before Christmas.
Perfect Christmas gift.
I am now in the business of selling sex toys. It went really, really well.
Oh, so good.
Which is a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I made a video about the vegetable cleaner that I sell.
Mm.
Right? So here we go. I'm going to show you. I'm holding up a nice juicy carrot. Oh, I broke the carrot. Well, no, that's all right. It's still a large, that is still bigger than, no, it's about, probably about the same size.
Sure. Have you just
took a bite
of a carrot as you're about to do a talk break, but sure. Just bear with everyone.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Keep rolling. Hello, Christian speaking.
Hi, Christian. This is from Legacy Brisbane. Have you heard about our giving day today?
Oh, I have. Yes.
Well, that's amazing. So, yeah, we're doing our 12-hour fundraising appeal to raise money for our new Legacy house. It's being built soon in Greenslope. So every dollar donated today is quadrupled by our generous donors. I just wanted to see if you'd like to make a donation today.
You know what? I will. I'm just in the middle of recording, but I did get a text message. That's okay. I did get a text message with a link, so I'll donate via there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for your support.
No, you're so welcome. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Oh, good
Thank
luck.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's just donate to Legacy now. Hold on. While
you finish eating your giant carrot.
I'm also waiting on an important call. I'm about to go on National Australian Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about my naked body. Oh, my God. I just woke up. What the fuck is this? I can't breathe. I don't need some water. I hope I'm more composed on national radio in like 4 minutes.
What is this podcast?
Fuck. Hold on, I'm donating.
You're about to clean your vegetables.
To demonstrate a sex toy while taking a call from Legacy and donating and then choking on a piece of carrot. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Donate now at Legacy. God. No, it's important. I think it's important that, Legacy Giving Day.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
What happens?
Oh, now I've got a really horrific headache from all the blood rushing to my head.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. So much happened in the space of 2 minutes.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. Let's pretend none of that happened.
Yep.
So, I decided to make a video online about this vegetable cleaner. So I'm going to show you, Nat. For those that are unaware, it's a male sex toy. So it's, how would you describe that?
It looks very phallic. It kind of looks like a dildo.
It's like a
dildo.
Big cylindrical cone. It's like a big, fat cylindrical cone. It's got some buttons at the top.
Yeah.
And then you take the cap off the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah. And you put your penis in there. Right? And so if I turn it on.
Oh.
So it vibrates. And then if I push the lips button, it sucks you off. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, my idiot ass thought it was actually a vegetable cleaner.
Did you?
Yeah, when you posted that video, I was like, oh, that's funny. It's a vegetable cleaner that looks like...
I posted a video because I can't say that on Instagram because it flags you for inappropriate content. So what I did was I got a carrot, which is what I've got now.
I thought you better take another bite.
No,
and I was
lubricating
Christian,
it. I'm lubing
stop.
It up. I've got to lube it up before it goes in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then that's... So the video was me going, here's how to clean your vegetables. And then here's how to clean a carrot. And then I get a zucchini. It's a hefty zucchini. Like it'll clean... Oh. It'll clean...
That's so aggressive.
Then I was like, oh, and you can turn the vibrating mode on, right? And it'll vibrate the dirt away. Oh, no. Is it full of toxins? Then suck those toxins out. And then I push the sucking mode. And so I'm like cleaning the vegetable in the video, right? And then go and watch it. It's on my Instagram and on my Facebook. Go and watch it because I upload it. And then the comments, about 60% of the people genuinely thought it was a vegetable cleaner.
That was like, I was one of those people.
And it was amazing because the comments were like, oh, I can see young teenage boys misusing this vegetable cleaner.
Oh, my God.
And then there was a nurse being like, oh, this vegetable cleaner is going to end up in the emergency ward. I was like, why? Oh, because people put their dicks in it. I'm like, Oh! Someone was like, that is the world's most clunkiest vegetable cleaner, as if it would fit in your utensil drawer. And I was shocked. But I thought, what a good salesman.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Anyway, we've literally got 3 of these left. I've got to put another order in because we sold out of vegetable cleaners. I want to know, though, God, I'd love to know, if any woman bought this and is going to use it as a vegetable cleaner. Like, can you imagine the poor thing doesn't realise that it's, you know, it's a dildo for men.
I'd be like...
And it's like, you know, I just have a seat, Pat. I've just got to wash me carrots. Yes, I bought this new fandangled machine. I'm just going to wash me cucumber. Oh, that's getting all the dirt off. that young comedian that guesses paint colours, and like 85-year-old Beverly's like.
Next week on Complete Drivel.
Let's read, because you were genuinely curious about my porn watching habits.
Yes.
And there's a bit of information, I assume, in this article.
Now, my mind went in two ways, because I want to know how many minutes in a week you would watch porn. Mm. But in my mind, you're a very sexual person, so my mind immediately went to it would be a lot. Mm. But because you actually work in the adult industry, I feel like you're in it so much, you don't really have time to watch porn.
Okay. Hi, it's Christian Hull here. You've just been listening to my voice. Do you know what I'd love? I'd love you to share this with a friend or an enemy. Just anyone, please. My downloads need to be a bit higher. Thanks.